Poyer invites anyone who's actually read it to step right up.
Join me if you've read this bill. No one is joining me.
Tomorrow night's the deadline to avoid a government shutdown. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some warmer weather ahead, especially as we go towards the weekend. Today, sunshine, not as much wind as the last couple of days, high in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and cold, but not as cold, overnight low 41. Tomorrow should be just a great day. Mostly sunny skies, high in the lower 70s, partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 50. Then on Saturday, high in the upper 70s, partial sunshine with a slight chance of showers coming in by Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80, and then the risk of showers and thunderstorms around Monday and Tuesday. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. The Prattville City Council has approved a project with Ledick Realty to turn buildings into loft apartments in the historic gin shop area. Along with apartments, there are plans to extend Maple Street. Mayor Gillespie says the project will take 3 to 5 years to complete. Alabama lawmakers have voted to allow the use of nitrogen gas to execute death row inmates. The House voted 75 to 23. The bill now moves to Kay Ivey for her signature. According to this bill, execution by nitrogen hypoxia will be allowed if lethal injection drugs are not available. And a 24-year-old Montgomery man, Jermaine Houston, is facing murder charges after a stabbing that left a 41-year-old man dead. The incident occurred last Friday. The stabbing happened after an argument the two men had over a woman. Houston turned himself in to Montgomery police. That is a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Kill your mother. Slay your father.
Everybody needs a little death metal every now and then. That was a request, believe it or not.
Hey, I like it.
Someone, I get some weird requests. I'm working my way through some of the requests. So if I've not gotten to yours today.
I don't know. This is a weird request. It's just pretty heavy, you know?
Well, I mean, it's just out
it's
of...
the ace of spades, man.
Out of step with what we normally play.
Right?
So, hey, but it woke people up.
A little
up.
Bit?
Was there anybody who now is asleep? I doubt it.
Seriously.
According to the State Troopers channel on the police scanner, you got one person on foot now. Running around, Peachtree Southview, whatever it is, Southview at Peachtree or whatever. Oh, now I'm getting a criticism. This isn't death metal. Well, it may not be death metal, but it's awfully hard
it's
for what we play.
Proto death metal, okay? I mean, you're going to tell me that Lemmy wasn't at the forefront of like inventing death metal? I mean,
it sounded death metalish to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not technically death metal, but like, come on.
It wouldn't have been on the list of things I normally play.
Right, it's Motorhead.
And it wouldn't have gotten played if somebody hadn't requested it.
Dude, so you remember how, like, in the 60s, like, there was the thing speed kills?
Yeah.
Because, like, speed, the drug, was, like, not good for you. Right. And Lemmy and them were like...
Oh, and it is now?
And Lemmy and them were like, yeah, man, we're into it.
You ever read the Beatnik books?
Yeah, we talked about this
before.
Oh,
have we?
Yeah.
They were big on Benzedrine.
Yeah.
Huge on Benzedrine, and they would sit there and tap their feet and grind on their teeth
and drink port wine.
White, nothing wrong with port wine.
White port?
I've never had white port.
I haven't either, but like, yeah, I mean, they basically
drink gallons of it.
They basically drink bum wine.
Yeah,
like what we would consider bum wine.
Yeah, and in fact, the last scene of Dharma Bums when they're climbing the mountain, that's one of the things that J.P. Ryder is bringing up the mountain with him, is a gallon of wine.
So I have a...
And somebody said, why are you bringing wine? We're trying to keep light. And he's like, because I drink wine.
I've been told that Ace of Spades is mainstream hard rock. Stop acting like you just played Angel of Death by Slayer. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that they're too far apart, man.
It sounds pretty death metal-y.
I mean, like, let's go out to Rain in Blood, you know? I mean... Why not?
What's the Four Horsemen of death metal? Metallica.
Oh, I don't know.
It's Metallica, Megadeth. Oh,
what,
gosh.
Maiden and Slayer? Maiden's not death
Maiden,
metal.
No,
Maiden's
it's pop. Slayer's one of them. It's Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth, and there's another one. And it's like the Four Horsemen of death metal.
Yeah?
And if you're a true death metal guy, those are sort of your, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I like Slayer.
You know, I caught a Metallica, you know, I watch a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
I'm a concert
guy. Yeah, he's a concert guy. He's big into concerts. Likes concerts.
But I watched a Metallica concert last weekend while I was putting a picnic table together. It's, let me tell you.
Because those two things go together so well. Listen, honey, we're going to have some picnics, but we're also going to play early Metallica.
Well, that's what it was. It was surprised me how much early, and early Metallica was not like Black Album Metallica.
No, not at all.
I mean, early Metallica was
yeah.
tear your face off.
Yes.
You know, type of metal.
Alcoholica.
So I was out in the backyard, and I was like, oh, a Metallica concert. Sure, I'll play that. A little Unforgiven, maybe a little Inner Sandman. You know, the neighbors will love this when it's cranked up on the porch. And all of a sudden, it was nothing but nonstop death for about the first 45 minutes. and I'm out there, and then I noticed my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old are sitting out there with me. Just
hitting each other with yard implements.
Watching this Metallica concert.
Suplexing each other.
I'm putting the picnic table together. They're just glued. You know, we don't watch a lot of TV, so if the TV's on, anything that's on, they watch.
Like, yeah, man.
And it was unbelievable. It was so much fun. And I just thought, you know, watch DHR roll up, and you know, here I am with tools and sharp objects laying around. And
listening to death metal.
Death metal, and the neighbors are probably complaining. I probably don't have a single.
Yeah, my kids are more like, oh, God, Dad's playing a dead concert again. Oh, yes, we know you like Brown-Eyed Women, Dad.
I'm getting another note here. None of those are death metal. Deicide is death metal.
Call her. Never mind. Text her. I'm not going to say what I want to say to you. It's fine. It's. I'll tell it to Baron off the air, but come off it. Deicide.
I mean, that's... I don't know
what that is. I've literally never heard... I mean,
I will not play it.
I just named the fourth singer for Van Halen an hour ago, and, you know, and I've never even heard of Deicide.
I love that Baron's just having his own conversation over here with the dude on text. It plays well on the radio, too.
No, I was laughing at your deicide comment. I named the obscure frontman for Van Halen 3. Their 11th studio album that nobody bought.
Right. Not even me.
But I knew who the singer was. But you've never heard of Deicide. That's what was tickling me. I was trying to search the Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and whatever the other
Anthrax.
One is. Anthrax, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And what do they call it? Because someone's saying it's not death metal. I always thought it was the Four Horsemen of Death Metal.
I guess just metal? I mean, I don't know.
Let me tell you, that'd be a cool concert to go to.
I mean, because you know that there are fans that, like our friend the Deicider, who basically were like, when the Black Album came out, now they hate Metallica.
Yeah. They were good in the early days.
Yeah. They sold out, man.
I bet you like their version of Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, Slayer, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Metallica.
Yeah.
It was coined from Revolver magazine.
Ah.
They called the Big Four of thrash metal.
Thrash metal. Would not to be confused with death metal or black metal or speed metal.
What's the difference?
Kill yourself.
And heavy metal.
Okay, that's the difference.
Kill yourself?
Yes. Okay. As in, if you know the difference, kill yourself.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie, are you a thrash metal or a death metal guy?
I don't do metal. I don't do rap. I don't do metal.
Yeah.
Call me old fashioned.
That's right. You like that crazy band I did play for you one time.
I like the Pusset Dart Band, and I like me some Dean Martin.
You ever heard of the Pusset Dart Band?
No.
We played it one day.
No.
We found it in the system and played it.
County Line. Yeah. County Line.
So we own that song.
I've crossed the county line back into Montgomery now, too.
Yeah. My guess is somebody played that on one of these stations that was owned like four owners ago, and it's just been crammed in our system somewhere. But we own it. We played it.
Well, I just wanted to invite you guys over to the house this afternoon, 5:30 to 7:30, to meet a political candidate. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on the air or not. But
does he have a big checkbook?
Well, we're hoping you do.
You're wanting me to donate?
Listen, we're not in the business of donating to campaigns. We're in the business of taking money from campaigns.
Okay, actually, he might want to buy some advertising and do an interview.
Sounds like my kind of candidate.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm voting for that guy.
He has no Democratic opposition.
So why is he running? What's he advertising for?
He's running for civil appeals place number one.
Yeah, I mean, I know who he's talking about. Good guy.
Civil appeals place one. Just say his name. I don't care.
You're talking about Rich Anderson? Oh,
no, Rich Anderson's on the criminal.
That's criminal.
Oh.
It's Judge Pat Thadbert. He was a circuit judge in Jefferson County. Mm-hmm. He's from Montgomery.
Yeah, we're not for him.
You're not?
I've never even heard of him. I might very well be for him, Fast Eddie.
Well, that's why I want you to come by and meet him. And
yeah, 5:30 at my house, that's like the worst time you can ever schedule something for me. I've got six children, Fast Eddie. 5:30 is what we call prime time at the Coleman household.
Yeah, but this is on the way home. Well, you go home early. Yeah. Well, we'll be there at 7:30. We'll be there later because he and Ham Wilson Jr. will probably play some music after 7:30.
Okay.
He's a phenomenal musician. He might even play County Line. I know he knows it.
Oh, he's a big Pusset Dart Band guy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Never know.
I know he's bringing his mandolin and...
There's something so feminine about a mandolin. That's what Jimmy Buffett said.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, I'll come on back.
Appreciate it.
See you.
No, I encourage small dollar donations from many people. I believe in crowdfunding political candidates. I do.
I agree.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Oh, this is happening right behind the Bolt Estate.
Oh.
Wow.
Where's that?
Kind of across from Lockwood.
Lockwood.
Yeah, right there. So apparently they got this guy on foot. I would not want to be that guy with 20 officers chasing me on foot. Because it's not going to end well.
He needs to go hide in the attic.
Yeah, next to the water heater. We'll be back. Relax, don't you ask when you want to go to rest. Relax.
honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock, Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we've seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We're now in the pepper tree shops. We got a buy-a-thon's going on. That's right. Anything of value, diamonds, gold, silver, platinum, silver coins, anything you no longer want, bring it in. Let us buy it for you. We're giving you, bring $100 for coins, we're going to give you $700. Come on in and see us on the pepper tree shops. Also, repairs. We're wide open on repairs. So come in for the buy-a-thon. Okay, you could trade it or walk away with money. Whatever you like to do, the buy-a-thon is on at Marguerite's Jewelry Store. Bring in your diamonds.
All of us at Blue Water Broadcasting want to personally thank all of our listeners and sponsors who helped make our Paw It Forward donation drive a success. Thanks to you, hundreds of animals now have plenty of food, toys, treats, and bedding. Due to your kindness and participation, we collected over 3,000 pounds of food to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Thanks again from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
By the Manhattans. This playlist, Dave, incidentally, is going to be unbelievably popular.
Oh, yeah, the Spotify thing?
Oh, man. We have a News and Views bumper music playlist. Hold on, I'm adding it to the playlist. There we go. Now it's on the playlist. Shining Star Manhattans on the playlist. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Dave Mowry and I hanging out. I am Baron Coleman. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow. Something I need to mention also. April 10, mark it down on your calendar. April 10, mark it down on your calendar. Bomb Hours Downtown is closed in the evenings. They will be opening one night only, April 10th.
One night only.
One night only, live, April 10th. They will be opening on April 10th. I had to voice a spot and put it in there for our liner for the next
week. You should.
April 10th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., we'll be having the News and Views get together. Dave will be there. I'll be there.
That's right.
Jack Campbell will be there. So many of our callers will be there. Sponsors will be there. Friends of the friends will be there. People we don't know will be there. It's going to be amazing.
People we like will be there. People we do like will be there.
Oh, man, yeah. And we're going to have a good time.
It's all sorts of people.
They got the patio. We can go hang out there. They've got a great little bar area. We'll have some appetizers. There'll be a cash bar. We'll have some prizes to give away. It's going to be a great, great night. It's the first get-together we've had in over 3 years on News and Views. I know other shows do get-togethers on a regular basis. We've just not incorporated that into our get-up. But we are getting together on April 10th. Mark it down in your calendars. Be there. The Baumhauer's downtown on Union Street, 201 South Union. There's covered parking, garage parking, parking deck parking, adjacent to the building. I mean, you walk under the cover to the building if you've never been down there. So you don't have to park yourself in a lot downtown and wander around. It's very, very easy and convenient. Free parking. Come on. Come on, come all. You better be there. April 10th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Baumhauer's downtown. Alpha One.
I do not mean to derail, but I have a question.
I probably have an answer.
Yeah.
Well, it involves the News Talk app, because I try to listen to you guys at work, and the website itself keeps directing me back to the app because I only have my phone up here and I don't have an AM, FM. But it'll play for like 10 minutes, maybe 15, and then it just cuts out. And you have to restart the app, and then it does it all over again. So I don't know if it's a problem in the app itself, but this has been going on for months. I figured I would probably ask, because I'm missing huge chunks of the show because I'll be working and I can't just get up and recycle the phone to get it to come back on.
Here's the problem, and we've got to figure it out. It's my understanding that our show breaks the app.
I think it does.
And no other show breaks the app. And here's why I think it's happening.
Too many listeners.
It is exactly the problem. The app only handles so many listeners at a time, and when we get over the threshold, it dumps everybody. And it starts the app over, recycles it. We've got to figure out how to keep people
especially on
it.
Thursdays.
More servers.
Or something. More bandwidth. I don't know if we got to up our subscription fee to whatever it is we're doing. But our show routinely breaks the app. I get more complaints about the app during these 3 hours than any of the rest of the time. I'm sorry it happens.
I just didn't know the answer. Now I do.
Yeah, when you got a show that's in high demand, sometimes you have to deal with it. We are going to get it fixed, though, my friend. Oh, also, I talked to the guy with the cameras yesterday. We may be getting cameras in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, Dave seems really excited about this prospect.
Now, the podcast, how far behind are they as far as downloading?
Usually a couple hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I might just do that.
Yeah,
my guess is the 9 o'clock hour is probably already up, maybe even the 10 o'clock hour.
Huh.
Yeah. They're pretty quick. That's Lightning J. Scott down there does that.
Oh, yeah. He's the man.
No doubt about it. He's the best employee at Blue Water.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
272-9228. Let's see here. I've got an update. All this peaceful in Cloverdale, yada, yada, jogging families, turning onto Woodley Road. Southview, found it. Here are the pictures. Holy mackerel. There was a massive wreck, too. Yeah, so he wrecked in there. Look at that. He wrecked into some telephone pole
wrecked
or
him.
Something. Wrecked him.
They near killed him.
There's some troopers on site. This is a bad little deal down there. Look, I don't know if they've apprehended this suspect. You can only use the word apprehended with respect to it. It's like the word ensuing.
Yeah.
It's only used in football.
Yeah.
On the ensuing kickoff. That's it. Apprehended is only used about suspects, but I don't know whether they've apprehended this guy. He might still be on the lam, another word that's only used to describe a fleeing suspect. He might be on the lam and not yet apprehended. And so we will find out if the ensuing telephone call knows anything. Who's this?
No, I wanted to help the previous caller, though. The tune-in app. It does not skip, but the only thing about the tune-in app, if you call in or if you get a phone call or if you get a text, Whatever that little time you've gone, the tuning app, it starts over where you left off, so you'll be behind ever how many minutes your phone call was.
Oh, so you don't miss a second with the tune-in app.
No, you don't miss a second. No, but if I don't care if you get a text, whatever that little beep is, it stops the tune-in. It stops it that few seconds. That's the only aggravating part about the tune-in app. And you know, especially if you get a phone. I mean, if you don't even answer the phone call, I mean, if it just rings, that's how long the phone rings. That's how long the tune-in app stops.
But it doesn't. It doesn't stop though.
It does. Yeah, it pauses where you left off. So you get, and you can skip forward. Now it does got a little button. You can fast forward it. But you know, if you forget, you know what I mean. I have called in the morning show, listening to that tune-in app, and I had got a phone call before then. When I called in, Emily was already gone, but I was listening to it like she was still there. So that's when I said I was done with the tune-in app. You know what I mean? But that was my fault because I didn't know how it worked. But now that I know how it works, but this sounds like tune-in app be right up to his alley. Because if you do get a phone call, you know what I mean, you can keep going with the show right where you stop. So, anyway.
Well, that's good to know. Well,
thanks for the update.
All right, folks. Love you. Love you.
Likewise. 272922. Let's just bring this one in cold. I don't know who this is. You're on the air, friend. Who is this?
It's Juan Ricardo.
Juan Ricardo. I had to get you in quickly so we could get you in before the break.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Hey, first thing is when Randall calls, he reminds me of listening, watching King of the Hill, Baumhauer.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to listen real slow to get every word in there.
Dang old man, dang old.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going down there.
Dang old crack a beer, man. Yeah, dang old
beer,
dang
old man.
Yeah, crack a beer, man.
But you can listen. Baumhauer actually makes complete sense, but you just got to get your mind mentally ready to understand how he's going to go with his lingo. Yeah, I was at driving by when you were talking about the police chase.
Yeah.
I had 8 of them go by me on the bypass.
Apparently, it's 2 women. That's what they said. How often do you see women on the lam? Almost never.
They made a whole movie out of it.
What?
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah, but then they end up driving off the cliff.
Thelma and Louise.
They ended up driving into a telephone pole.
Well, actually, they rammed a police car. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, man, okay, they're getting it.
If you're going to go out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. I don't mean to say nice to anything happened to the cop.
No.
I hope he's fine.
No.
Somebody told me there was like 30 cars involved.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a big to-do. I hope it's for fan. More than, like, you know, misdemeanor
and then they
possession.
Said, and then when I was reading on Facebook, you know, our favorite, what's that little favorite little section on Facebook? The Uncut, whatever that is.
City Watch Uncut.
Uncut.
Don't do Montgomery Uncut, though. That's right. Adult site.
Yeah.
Hey!
Well, that City Uncut says there were, I guess, several cars over at the hospital.
Okra.
So there evidently was a shooting or somebody injured severely. They had 6 or 7 police cars over at the hospital with Baptist.
We're laughing at something totally different. But good Lord, Baron.
All right, my friend.
Shooting at Baptist, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a shooting at Baptist? I totally missed it.
No.
What?
No, evidently the chase had something involved.
Oh, to do with a shooting at Baptist.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Oh. When was there a shooting at Baptist?
There wasn't a shooting at Baptist. The end results over there at Baptist.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
I might have taken them there, or they drove themselves there or something.
I'm very confused right now.
Me too.
But why does it take local news so long to get the word out? Are we going to hear it by news time?
Well, this is news. I mean, this is WACV.
Yeah, but it's...
News it's talk, like WACV. Half of our...
It's right there in the
name.
4
of the 8 letters is news. News talk.
So what do you exactly know about the situation, then?
I just talked to you. I've told you everything that you need to know about it. They're known to be armed and dangerous. It's 2 women. They rammed a police car. I've got pictures from the scene from 3 different sources. It's on Southview. No, what you're going to hear on the news is
dunked on that,
there was an incident somewhere in Montgomery. They're not going to say where it was because it's in a posh neighborhood.
Yeah.
So
what do you think? It was a robbery?
Holy mackerel. Or? I got a great picture of it now. I've even got the license plate number. I'm not going to read
it.
It's 3 Alpha Zulu and then the sign of the devil, 666, and then there's another number at the end. I won't give you the whole thing. Oh, it's
let me ask,
I won't give you the whole thing.
Are you putting this on your Facebook or are you putting it on Talk News Facebook?
I'll put it on the Facebook here.
Yeah, that way we can get the straight facts there, Sergeant Friday.
Yeah, here we go. I'm posting to Facebook. And what should I say about it? Here's the car we're talking about.
Does it look pretty bad? Give us a description.
Yeah,
us
no, it looks awful. You can look at it on Facebook.
So the chase didn't end well then?
No. They're known to be armed and dangerous. It's 2 women, and they're on the lam. The rear bumper was torn off. I guess the police may... You know what? I bet they rammed the police, and then the police rammed them into that telephone pole is what I bet happened.
Mm.
And then they got out and took off, and, you know... I'm not saying it's the most physically fit officer I've ever seen. You know?
You seen some better?
Well, I mean...
You seen some worse?
Oh, I've definitely seen worse.
I've seen some worse.
I mean, he doesn't look like Carl Winslow, but... He's not the most physically.
You know, I was is that
Carl Winslow reference go right over your head?
Me? No.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think
I'd have gone with Al Powell, but you know.
I watched MPD the other night, and they had this one female police officer, and I guess they got to do an annual physical, you know, passing of a test, carrying a dummy and going through windows. It's timed and everything.
Yeah.
And the person that was doing the timing and had the stopwatch and cheering her on looked like he couldn't get through that window if he wanted to, or run 50 yards without dying and have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
But he was cheering her on. Oh, you're doing great. You're doing great. I'm like, look at you, dude.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get motivated by somebody that's the size of, the Moe biscuit eater?
Oh, yeah, the
Big
Mo. Biscuits guy.
Big Moe couldn't even get through a door, and he went... I was like, dude, that's really setting a good example for children. Eat till you can't get through a sweet door.
Yep. Great example.
All right, guys. I'm going to take out the pictures, man. It better be good now, Baron.
It's a great picture. I mean, this is a great picture. It's like you're in the
You street. Are the news. You are on the
We are the news. We have replaced the news in Montgomery. Hey, thanks.
That's right. Channel 8 and 12, quick.
Thanks. 272-9228. Somebody wants to see a picture, so I'm going to...
Yeah, picture it didn't happen, man.
I'm going to screen cap here. Our number 272-9228. How about this? What's the weather like tonight? Rich Thomas is going to give it to you in a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and preview it. It's going to be 41 tonight. You know what that means? It's going to be a cool night. Get it? Cool night. Paul Davis.
I gotcha. I hear you.
Dave's not as impressed with me as I am with myself. That's okay. We'll be back.
Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some warmer weather ahead, especially as we go towards the weekend. Today, sunshine, not as much wind as the last couple of days, high in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and cold, but not as cold, overnight low 41. Tomorrow should be just a great day. Mostly sunny skies, high in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 50. Then on Saturday, high in the upper 70s. Partial sunshine with a slight chance of showers coming in by Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80. And then the risk of showers and thunderstorms around Monday and Tuesday. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes. 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
High Caliber Gun and Pawns name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tin shade filters in a naturally soothing light while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw. In your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there.
I gotta read this text.
So then we grew a little and knew a lot.
I have an anti-feminist friend, and he texts, he said, those women are still on the run. If I run into them, I'm going to turn them over my knee and blister their bottoms. Apparently, their fathers were slacking off in their jobs. Uh, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. That's funny. That's funny stuff. 272-9228 if you want to get into the... radio program. It's 41 minutes after 11 o'clock. This hour of the program, as it is each and every day, generously sponsored by our friends over at Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing is really the only option that I would consider for plumbing services. right here in the River Region, not only because they sponsor intellectually honest, philosophically consistent talk radio every day by sponsoring the third hour of this radio broadcast, not only because James Cole is one of the finest human beings you'll ever meet, and he comes from the great Cole family, which is plumbing specialty. That's what it means. You look up plumbing specialty in the River Region, there's a picture, like a family reunion picture of the Cole family. But because they do a great job. And the price is right. So give Cole Plumbing a call. 279-8919. 279-8919. You can check him out online, coleplumbing.com. Even find him on Facebook if you want. Check him out on Facebook. Just search Cole Plumbing Montgomery. You'll find him. And like him and share him and let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region. That's Cole Plumbing. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Got Dave Mowry in the studio. Jack Campbell should be back tomorrow. And actually, no. Jack won't be back tomorrow because Jack does the TV show tomorrow. So I got to find a guest tomorrow or a co-host. I'm looking at Dave to see if he's busy tomorrow. But
I think I am.
He's busy tomorrow.
Terrible, terrible.
Well, maybe we'll just close up shop. Maybe just sell the radio station.
I think you should.
Who's this?
This is Miss Pine Level.
Miss Pine Level, how are you, Kay?
I am beautiful. Well, no, I take that back.
You are beautiful. I've seen you.
No, I'm old and gray and scraggly.
That's beautiful, Kay.
Well, I am what I am, as Trump says.
That's exactly right. I am what I am. I am what I am. That's also stolen from Popeye, by the way.
I am what I am.
And God himself when he was talking to Moses.
That's right.
Let's not forget the story from the burning bush in Exodus.
Correct. I just wanted to say, I just got a new phone. It's a smartphone. I've never had a smartphone. I'm very aggravated with it. But I did manage to call y'all.
I will say this. You sound marvelous.
Okay, well, good. And my question is, I don't know nothing about this Facebook stuff, really. I did on my old phone, but I don't like Facebook. So I want you to put me down in your mind for that I will be there on April the 10th. God willing. Well, and I wonder if you'll have my extra small t-shirt.
I won't have an extra t-shirt. I'll have a medium. That's the smallest I have.
I know, but aren't you going to order some?
I plan on ordering some, but this is a really busy time of the year for me.
I know. Well, I can check the medium. I mean, I'll look at it. And if it's just way, way, way too big, then I'll just wait.
Well, that's okay. We'll get you one eventually. I promise.
But anyway, put me down because I doubt very seriously I'll be able to respond to the thing on Facebook that I'll be there.
That's fine. We'll get you squared away. One way or the other.
Well, okay. That's all I wanted.
Good talking to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, great.
I caught a lot of your show last night. I liked it.
Yeah, and I'm about to...
That was fun.
I'm going to have to put in some more steroid drops here in a moment.
Are you going
to
get all high again?
I did not expect that.
Joey takes drugs through his eyes.
I'm about to do LASIK surgery tomorrow, so they have me taking steroid drops in the eyes, and it affects you like any other steroid.
His eyes are getting all swole.
Yeah.
Apparently, the eyes are a very fine way to take drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I had a heck of a workout.
A lot of blood vessels
morning.
And all that.
I went like an hour and a half this morning. The workout was like killing it.
Dave is checked out of the conversation.
No, that's interesting.
Well, and Dave, you got to stop posting all that incredibly delicious food on Instagram.
Yeah, those noodles that I boiled last night.
Oh, that looked great.
It's actually really, really good.
That sounded
it's
awesome.
Super simple.
Yeah. What? It just boil pasta?
You just don't drain the water, and you make soup with salt. It's basically soup with salt, water, and noodles and cheese and butter.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
This is on Facebook,
you said? Something my mom used to make. Instagram.
Yeah. I don't do Instagram.
Same thing.
Can you port it over to Facebook so I can see it?
Yeah. All
right. Or just like hold your phone over.
Or just text you.
Yeah. Shoot me a picture of it somehow.
Yeah.
Careful which one you send.
That's right.
Who's this?
Jeff,
you're on the air.
Thanks, gentlemen, for the service you provide to us here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Without this
service.
It's an important service. We are news and views. So.
Yes, you are news and Mr. Clark, we'll pray for you to have a successful LASIK surgery tomorrow.
Thank you for that.
Gentlemen, what I'd like
to... We hope for a quick one, too. What is it, 10:15 a.m.?
10:50,
any chance you'll be in by noon?
No.
Oh, come on. This isn't like... It's not.
They tell you to go and sleep for six
this
hours.
This is post-op.
They give you Xanax to sleep.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Only three, but yeah.
Well, gentlemen, I'd like your opinion on something. There's a... the last time we had a 2,000-plus page bill that went through... our politicians without being read the last 2 days was Obamacare. Could you give me your opinion on just how much is going to be in this that is going to destroy our economy or end up as we are?
That's a big question. All right, so say it again.
I want to know how much you think it's going to affect us long term, because there's a lot in here.
What is the this, though? That's what I'm asking.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What is the this? You said how much is this going to affect
omnibus,
us? The spending bill?
Yeah.
The omnibus spending bill has so many additional pork belly projects and spending apparatuses that's going to really put us into, in my opinion, more debt than we can handle. And I was wondering if y'all had heard anything more than what they're reporting on the
I have not, and it, largely here's why. Like I said to Dave a moment ago, or to the caller, this is a very, very busy time of year for me. I ordinarily after 12, I kind of dilly around and might pick up a few projects here and there. This time, God Almighty, I hate when people hang up. I'm not answering the question. I'm done. I'm taking a break. 272-9228.
Welp.
I was going to address the little bit I knew about it, but I can't stand when people hang up with no warning. It's so loud in my ears.
Yeah,
you guys at home don't understand, because you don't get the full effect. Tell me goodbye so I can, like, turn your phone on.
Or I'll hang up and listen.
Don't do that. I won't answer your question then either.
Why not?
I don't do the hang up and listen. I might have a follow-up question. Or I might have a clarification. You know, someone will call in and be like, yeah, I got a quick question, and I'll hang up and listen. And then they'll say, like, so in the Andromeda Galaxy, there's
a... In the itchy and scratchy video game.
And then they hang up and expect me to answer it, you know? Okay. It's a good song. On the playlist, by the way.
Good one.
This is a good one. Crowded house, don't dream it's over. Well, it's not. We just got to take a quick break. When we get back, there'll be more news and views. Joey's sitting in with us. Dave Mowry's here. I'm Baron Coleman. Jack will be back Monday. We'll be back in mere moments.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain to body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan with an NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,935 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Great relationships start with trust, and when you own a Subaru, you found a partner you can trust. So, come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Offer ends April 2nd. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends April 2nd.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie. About a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me.
You know who I want to tell you about real quickly before we get too far away in this segment?
As long as
actually, I want to listen to this real quick.
You can't see.
This is a great song. A fantastic song. On the playlist, incidentally. I want to tell you about Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners real quickly. Because Pam West and Roxanne Akers, they're sisters, they brought, in 1993, they brought the pet containment system craze to Montgomery. Nobody had ever heard of it here. Where you have underground fencing, it's electrified underground fencing. You put a small dose of collar and electricity on your dog or your cat, and they don't leave the yard. It's not cruel. It's just a quick, gentle reminder, stay in here and don't go out there. And it works. I'm telling you, it works. Several years in a row, their office was awarded number one in customer service. Roxanne is a certified dog trainer, so she actually comes out and trains your puppies in ways that actually work. And they do cats and everything else as well. They do indoor solutions, outdoor solutions, all kinds of situations going on at Pet Partners. So if you want to check them out online, if you want to, you know, get a picture of what they do and the quality of what they do, it's PetPartnersDogFence.com. PetPartnersDogFence.com. But, you know, you can just Google Pet Partners Montgomery, Alabama. You'll find them, no problem at all. But Pam and Roxanne, they do a great job. Here's the number. Write it down. They service all brands, major and minor, service all brands of pet fencing. So you think, oh, I don't know. I got it from this one brand, and they said I had to use only their stuff. Trust me. Call Pet Partners. you're going to get a better deal, and you're going to get better service. They only service this area. Some of those places service the whole state. They're like, yeah, I can be with you in 2 weeks, or I can be with you in 5 days. They usually have a 24-hour maximum turnaround, sometimes same day. So call Pet Partners, 365, like 365 days a year, 365-5678. So it's like an old jazz song, 5678. 365, 365 days a year, 5678. 365-5678, call them. Pet Partners, they are pet containment specialists and dog trainers, and you're going to absolutely adore their indoor and outdoor options. So give them a call. Pet Partners, PetPartnersDogFence.com. Dave Mowry's in the studio. Had a fantastic day today. This is a good radio day.
It was pretty good.
Joey Clark joins us. I had fun on the radio show. Got a lot of good feedback.
Oh, likewise.
A lot of good feedback.
Monday night show, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good luck on your surgery tomorrow.
Well, yeah, for you. Real.
And thank I'll be,
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be in with Dan Morris tomorrow afternoon covering for you. So wish me luck.
Yes.
Tell him to put the pistol away and stop yelling at me so much during the breaks.
But he's so used to it.
I know, but yeah. He treats me like you, and I'm not wild about that. Not wild about that. But no, Dan does a good job, and I look forward to spending the afternoon with him tomorrow, so we'll have a good time. Anything on deck for you this weekend, sir?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Kids baseball.
Yeah, it's this season. We do soccer.
Yeah.
We do soccer, so...
Yeah.
Soccer's fun.
Yeah, they're both fun. They're fun.
Soccer's fun. I actually get into it.
Oh, actually, yeah? You know what? I am. Saturday afternoon, I'm going to shoot hogs.
Are you really?
Ooh, no. Yes.
Where?
I can't tell you.
What kind of weapon you taking?
AR.
Are you really?
Well, I mean, I'm not taking a friend of mine. Has
I'm so jealous.
I don't have one, but a friend of mine has one for me.
I have one, and I can travel.
I know. I'm excited. Well, you know, I thought...
And I've got like 30,000 rounds, too. We can have a lot of fun.
I thought about inviting you, but here's the thing. What I'm going to do is, it's like, you know...
You're going to check it out first.
Guests of guests can't bring guests.
I got you. So you got to become a guest.
Let me do it first, and then the next time. But I really did. I was like, Baron's going to be so mad at me.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. Anybody have hog hunts and will let me take an AR?
Somebody in our audience has got to have some hogs that Baron can shoot.
Oh, please. I'll bait them, too.
Isn't
I don't care. I'll take
wild
the ticket.
Hog problem?
Yeah, they're
a the
huge problem.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do.
They're big hogs.
We're going eradicating. We're going on a search and destroy mission, man.
I'm so jealous. You are going to have more fun.
Y'all should see the look on Baron's face.
Oh,
it's
my
priceless.
God.
I just had a picture.
I'm like a small child telling me that Christmas is tomorrow and I forgot about it. Hey, gentlemen, Christmas is tomorrow. What? Are you serious? Are there any Legos in there? So, Dave, have fun with that.
Yeah,
Saturday
boy.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Gosh, a six-pack of beer, an AR-15, and some hogs?
Yeah.
I would be in hog heaven.
Well, it's something about hunting an animal that could come after you.
Yes. Yeah. It's the danger.
Yeah.
It's the danger. You ever shot an AR? They're fun.
Yeah.
Man,
okay.
They're fun. You're going to have a good time. Well, I have gun and ammo and will travel next time. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, I know. Believe me. Let me lay a little groundwork. We'll get you in there.
Yeah. We're gonna go blast some hogs. You just leave them there, right? You don't
I think
them or anything,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You leave them as a warning to the other hogs.
Right. Like, look at this. Don't test.
You better leave this
like,
state.
Like Putin. Don't test.
Yeah. You don't get smart with a